good to see you all.
Hi, guys.
So my name is Julia Dinos, and I'm the author of Windows.
And I'm Emily Goodale. I'm the illustrator of Windows.
And we're going to read the book, and we're also going to be drawing a picture of a window after we finish the book. So if you could get some ideas or keep in mind anything you might want to see inside or outside an imaginary window, think while we're reading. Maybe you'll get some ideas and keep them for later, because we'll be drawing right up there. Windows. At the end of the day, before the town goes to sleep, you can look out your window and see more little windows lit up like eyes in the dusk. Blinking awake as the lights turn on inside, a neighborhood of paper lanterns. You can take a walk out your door into the almost night. So it's still sunset, right? It's not quite night yet. You might pass a cat or an early raccoon taking a bath in squares of yellow light. One window might be tall with the curtains drawn, or small with a party inside. One window, between two windows, there could be a phone used for good ideas. Does that look like a phone to you guys? It's a special kind of phone, a tin can phone used for good ideas. There might be a hug or a piano, and someone might be learning to dance. So many things could be happening in these windows. Another window could be dark with a sleeping plant or two, and maybe bright and rounded like the moon. Some windows will have dinner or TV. Dinner or TV, and others are empty to let you fill them up with stories. Then you arrive home again, and you look at your window from the outside. Someone you love is waving at you, and you can't wait to go in, so you do. And now you're inside, and you can see everything outside through your own window. Awesome listening. Everyone did such a great job. Thanks for great listening.
Hey, everyone. So now we're going to draw a picture. We're going to draw our own window. Okay, so we need some good ideas for things to put in a window.
Does anyone remember in the book what people did to get good ideas between two windows? What did they use? A phone. Was it a special kind of phone? What kind of phone was it? Did it look a little like this? A tin can phone. You remembered. So, we're going to start out with one idea. Hey, Emily, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep.
You can?
I can.
Are you sure? Well, I have an idea for you in your window.
Okay, will you tell me your idea?
A cat wearing a sombrero.
Okay.
Is that good?
All right, let's do it.
Let's see if she can do it. So Emily is an illustrator, and she's illustrating a new window right now. And I think if you guys have ideas for what you want to put in the window, we could fill up that window with all of your ideas. So think of some crazy things, too. An illustrator means you can draw everything. Sorry, Emily. Maybe some spaceships? I don't know. There's so many things you could see out your window. How are you doing on that sombrero? And the cat. He looks pretty cool. Awesome job, Illustrator Emily.
All right, that's a good start, but we need some more ideas.
If anyone has an idea, you can come up and speak into the tin can phone and tell Emily your idea.
Does anyone else have an idea?
Any ideas? Do you want to
tell it into the phone?
A
A dog?
A dog. Okay. Good idea.
Let's make it a blue dog.
A blue dog? Is that the request? Do we have a blue? Any other ideas? Anyone have any ideas that you'd like? Hi. Do you have an idea for a window? Do you have an idea? Do you want to speak into the tin can phone? I'll listen and you say it. An idea for a window? Any? A sun? That is a great thing you would see out the window, right? Thank you for that idea.
Sun?
A sun.
Okay.
Great job. Would you like to speak into it? What was that?
A cheetah.
A cheetah? Awesome idea. Yes. A sun and a cheetah.
A cheetah.
A cheetah.
Oh my goodness. There's so many animals.
Okay. What was that?
Fruit.
Okay. All right. So we're going to wait a little bit so the illustrator can catch up.
Me.
Yes. Yeah. You're next. Let's see. So what are we doing? A cheetah next? And some fruit. Maybe fruit on the windowsill would be a good way to put the fruit in, right? Or fruit. Where do you want the fruit? Right inside the window?
What kind of fruit?
What kind of fruit?
Every
kind of fruit? Let's just do one. How about a strawberry?
What's your favorite?
Strawberry?
A strawberry? Good idea. Do you have an idea?
An elephant eating pizza.
An elephant eating pizza. That's an awesome idea. Okay, Emily, that's your next assignment.
Elephant eating pizza?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Can't wait to see this. Do you want to speak into the phone? What's your idea? Some more pizza? Maybe two pieces of pizza then. Okay, an extra piece of pizza has been added. Okay, how about you?
I'm going to say
it. What's your idea? Do you want to speak into it?
A window?
Here, yes. Yes, thank you. How about you? A house? That is a good thing you'd see out the window. So a house.
House. Okay.
All
Let's
right.
Do a blue house.
Next up.
A cupcake.
A cupcake. Okay. Those are awesome things. These are all good things you'd see out the window. I bet you have a good idea. I can tell you got a good idea. Ooh, oh, there's a house going up. Nice. And next was cupcake, right? I think we need a cupcake.
Cupcake?
Was it a cupcake?
I lost track.
Yeah, it was
a cupcake.
Okay.
Yeah. Good memory. Cupcake can go anywhere. It was a cupcake. Another cupcake. Okay. And how about you?
A phone.
A phone. Okay. A regular phone? What kind of phone? It is a phone. It's a funny phone. If you speak into it, I can hear it. Hi. So phone is the next one.
Phone, okay.
Yes. How about
Let's
you? An idea? Let's hear a good idea.
Maybe a cell phone?
A lion and a tiger?
A
lion eating a tiger. Hmm. What about? Oh, I like the phone on the elephant's head. A lion eating a tiger, maybe a lion hanging out with the tiger.
A lion and a tiger?
A lion eating a tiger, maybe
eating a
hanging
tiger?
Out. Yeah.
Okay, maybe they're just like
yeah,
next
maybe they're
to
just
each
chilling.
Other.
Yeah.
What? How about over here?
What was that?
A cupcake.
A cupcake. Yeah, so two cupcakes. There's a lot of good stuff to eat in this window. Good idea. So I think we got another cupcake request. So there's a cupcake. Where's one cupcake? Do you guys see where that cupcake is, the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on the roof of the house, right? So I wonder where the illustrator is going to put the next cupcake. Where do you think? Do you have any ideas where you'd like to put the cupcake? If you check out that picture, where do you think it could fit?
Another cupcake?
Yes. Where do you think
How
she's going to put it?
How about right here?
We'll see. Any other ideas? Yes? Let's hear.
A potato.
A potato. Good
potato.
Idea. That's a good idea.
Right up here.
A potato on the lion. Nice, Emily. All right. Anyone else? Idea? Idea? Into the tin can phone?
I have another one.
You do? How about you've been waiting? waiting patiently. A lion? Okay, another lion.
Another lion. Okay.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Let's put him in.
All right, anyone else have an idea?
Me.
We have another one? You've been in line. How about you?
A raccoon.
A raccoon. Maybe from the book, right? Good remembering. So we have another. There is a raccoon in this book. Does anyone remember where it is?
Yep.
Taking a bath in the light. Right there. So good memory. You remembered the raccoon in the light.
The raccoon up here.
Yeah? Yes. There he is. Or she. All right. So another idea.
Meow.
I think you guys all have ideas.
A ballerina.
How about you? You've been waiting for a while, and you guys have all had one chance so far. A swimsuit? Yeah, that's something you might see. A swimsuit? Maybe
a swimsuit?
On an animal? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A ballerina.
How about
a ballerina? Okay.
A ballerina.
Okay, awesome. Now let's let the illustrator catch up a little bit. She's drawing really, really fast. How's it look so far, guys? You have another idea? Okay. Hang on one sec. So after it was a ballerina.
Okay.
So does anyone know what an illustrator is? We see one right here. Evie Goodale. What is it?
It's a person who draws things.
A person who draws the pictures, draws things. All right, it's getting pretty full in there, huh? Wow, look at that window, guys.
One
awesome
more
ideas.
Thing. One more thing.
Okay, and what is your idea?
A skunk.
A skunk.
Skunk.
Yes.
Lots of animals. Let's put the skunk. He's going to be
right
up here in the sun.
Hmm. So many ideas, but we still got a little space, don't you think, Joe, in that window? Emily, what do you say? How are we doing for space in that window? Oh, look, did you see where the raccoon went? In the sun.
What? My idea was to draw sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Okay, who has another idea? Did you have an idea? You were waiting back there. Oh, what was that?
A star.
A star. That's a good idea, too. Up in the sky. Okay.
Sunglasses on the elevator.
Oh, yeah, totally. Sunglasses on the elephant.
Okay.
Yeah. How about your idea? A skunk? Another skunk. I guess we could probably fit another skunk in there. Okay, how about you? Another idea? Yeah, looks like you have one.
A couch.
A couch. Yeah. Filling it up. You have another idea? Minnie, is that your name? Minnie? Another idea?
Running out
a
of
book.
Space.
That is a thing that you definitely would see outside or inside a window. A book. Yeah.
Shoes. Converse.
If possible, Converse specifically.
And you know, when you're an illustrator, you can choose to illustrate things your own way, right?
Yeah.
So, here Emily is putting a skunk inside of the sun because that's where it fit and that's where she wanted to put it.
Oh, I don't think I
do you guys
shoes.
See that
We're
potato? Where's the potato? Yeah, it's right on top
here,
of the lion.
Shoes up here.
Another idea?
Tomato.
A tomato. That's a good one.
Another
yes.
Potato.
Another potato.
Yeah,
a lot of tomatoes and potatoes. We should make some soup. Okay, we have a tomato request. And shoes? Yes, that's right. We have shoes and a tomato.
Tomato.
Yes. I like the couch that's floating.
Glasses
is a good idea. Okay, let's save that one. Glasses. Shoes, tomato, and glasses.
In glasses?
And glasses.
How about we just put the glasses on the tomato?
Okay.
All
right, so we have time for a few more before we finish it up. We still have a little space, so any ideas?
A unicorn.
A A unicorn.
Oh my. Okay.
Ooh. I got something there.
Let's see where she puts it.
Rainbow dash.
What was that?
Rainbow
a
rainbow?
Rainbow.
Oh.
I'm not sure that Emily knows exactly what that looks like, but we could put a rainbow in for sure. How about that? Yeah, good idea. I think a rainbow would be awesome in there. So a rainbow for E.B. Goodale. A rainbow idea.
Rainbow.
Wow, it's getting full in that window. A watermelon. Good idea there, too.
Watermelon.
I don't, but we're going to do. Yeah, what do you guys think? Do you think there's a little room left?
Red.
Maybe a little bit.
How about grapes?
Grapes?
Yeah.
That is a good idea. There's lots of yummy things in this window. Anyone else have an idea? A few more things. We can probably fit like one or two more things in this window. Any ideas? I think grapes. Grapes is the next. Yes. That is looking awesome. What was that?
Dorito bag.
Doritos.
A Dorito bag.
A Dorito bag. There's a lot of yummy things in this window.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty tasty.
Dorito.
A Dorito bag?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is this chair so big?
I think we have room for one more thing. So if anyone has an idea.
How about?
Do you guys have the last idea that you could fit in there?
One more thing.
Do you have it?
I have one.
Banana.
A banana. Oh. Yes. The banana completes the window picture.
Okay.
I was going to say Waldo because there's one right
there. Yes. Oh, my God. That would be so cool.
Can you put in a Waldo?
And, of course, Emily's got to sign it, right?
Oh.
As the illustrator.
That's right. I'm going to sign it.
Sign your pictures. Hey, we found a book too.
That's where I felt like signing.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for all the ideas.
Yay.
It looks so great and filled up. And we're actually going to be signing and personalizing books right outside at the desk right around the corner. So thanks for coming. Thanks for listening to Windows and all the good ideas for the window.